Hi, this is a procedure recording. Date of procedure is 3/23/2022. The date of birth is 8/9/51. Date of patient name is Michelle Spruce, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-S-P-R-U-C-E. Four procedures are being done for the left shoulder. First procedure is injection of the supraspinatus tendon. Injection of the subscapularis tendon. Injection of the AC joint. And injection of the subacromial bursa, left side. And intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. And bursagram on the left subacromial bursagram, left AC joint arthrogram, the medical indications are as follows. The patient is suffering from a severe pain in the left shoulder for last 1 year. She was initially involved in an automobile accident on 2/20/2021, where she hit an ice patch on the freeway, and then her car slided 3 lanes across the freeway and hit into a median. Subsequent to this accident, she started having severe pain in the left foot and ankle, left shoulder, neck, and lower back. So far, she has just had physical therapy and no other MRIs were done. Recent MRI that was done at the left shoulder shows a positive finding of full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon with moderate fatty atrophy of corresponding muscles and with cranial migration of the humeral head and resulting reduction of subacromial space. And also there is a subscapularis tendinitis. In addition, she has a mild to moderate fluid in the subacromial subdeltoid bursa tracking through the rotator cuff defect. AC joint has a mild fibro-osseous capsular hypertrophy. There is a moderate shoulder joint effusion. In addition, patient has a complex tears of the entire superior, anterior superior, posterior superior labrum that are seen involving the biceps tendon anchorment. Partial tear of intracapsular part of biceps tendons are seen. Irregular cartilage loss is seen at the glenohumeral joint, grade 4 chondromalacia. Cortical erosions are seen in the superolateral aspect of the humeral head. All of these findings each require attention. She never had any shoulder injections. It appears that the injection to the AC joint and injection to the subacromial bursa, in addition, intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and injection to the supraspinatus tendon and subscapularis will bring extreme good relief and healing. Patient is going to be referred to a surgeon because there is a complex tear of the entire labrum in all areas, along with complete tear and retraction of the supraspinatus tendon. I have a feeling that she will require surgery. I'm providing these injections for the current relief in the pain, as well as increase the range of motions and decrease the need for pain medication. It will take some time to get the evaluation done by the orthopedic surgeon, and by the time she's done surgery, it may be some delay. The injection of the AC joint is done according to the following description below, and supraspinatus tendon and subscapularis tendon, and as the injection of the subacromial bursa. Along with this, we did a arthrogram of the AC joint and bursagram of the left subacromial bursa. And then it was followed up by an intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. Medical notes are as follows. The intra-articular shoulder joint injection was done according to the protocol while the patient was, the patient, they were done under fluoroscopy, all of these procedures, and patient was taken to the fluoroscopy suite after she signed a consent. She has been advised for all the options and also all the questions were answered. The patient was taken to the fluoroscopy suite, placed on the fluoroscopy table in a supine position. The area of the shoulder was exposed completely. A female chaperone was available, Amina Sultana. The fluoroscopy was activated to identify the areas. First, the focus was shoulder joint itself. The area was injected to provide relief for the labral injuries that are documented in the MRI and physical findings. The injection was done under fluoroscopy. After identifying the coracoid process, the area of the shoulder joint was identified and the injection was carried out by a 3cc syringe containing dexamethasone and Marcan and into the shoulder joint, and the entire needle was withdrawn and then attention was diverted towards AC joint, which was identified at the junction of the clavicle to the acromion. A arthrogram was obtained by the injecting the Omnipack 240 1cc. After obtaining the AC joint arthrogram and ascertaining the needle position, the joint was injected with 2cc of dexamethasone with Marcan. Next, the attention was taken to the subacromial bursa, that is in the vicinity. A bursa gram was obtained first after making sure that the needle is in the correct position into the subacromial bursa. After bursa gram was obtained, the bursa was injected with 3cc of dexamethasone and Marcan to obtain relief. Thereafter, the patient was turned prone, and area of supraspinatus tendon was identified, as well as the area of the subscapularis tendon as reported in the MRI. Each tendon was injected using 3cc syringe with the Marcan and dexamethasone, and tiny needles were withdrawn and band-aid was applied. Entire procedure was done aseptically with the use of alcohol and betadine. Patient reported complete relief in the pain and left the office in a stable condition. Thank you.